Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday afternoon, November 21st, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of events news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Comcast celebrates 2024 RISE Grant recipients. Comcast recently celebrated the 2024 RISE Grant recipients in Southern Colorado, awarding $500,000 in grants, technology makeovers, and marketing assistance to 100 small businesses. Erin Welch, owner of Rad Hostel, expressed confidence in the program's benefits for her business. Rick Lucero, owner of Color Splash Paintball, also shared his gratitude for the opportunity and resources provided. Comcast RISE aims to support small businesses in the region for long-term success and economic growth. The event featured networking opportunities and local resource connections. Comcast RISE was established in 2020 to aid businesses impacted by COVID-19 and has since evolved to promote economic growth and community empowerment. California Transit Training Consortium celebrates 20th anniversary with new brand identity at California Transit Association Conference 2024. The California Transit Training Consortium, CTC, is celebrating its 20th anniversary at the 59th Annual California Transit Association Conference and Expo by unveiling a refreshed brand identity. Founded in 2004 by James Ditch, CTTC has been a leader in transit workforce development, empowering California's public transit professionals through innovative training solutions. The new brand reflects CTTC's core values of collaboration, education, and innovation. Attendees at the conference can connect with Maggie Pierce, CTTC's executive director, to learn more about the organization's future direction and receive exclusive branded giveaways at booth 329. The updated logo symbolizes mentorship and features a modern color palette to represent CTTC's energy, innovation, and forward momentum. Dr. Yachun Chow from the California Air Resources Board recognizes CTTC's role in advancing safety, efficiency, and sustainability in California's transit systems, especially as the industry shifts towards zero-emission fleets. Native Made Market returns to Rochester, NY for its third year on Small Business Saturday. The Native Made Market returns to Rochester, NY for its third year on Small Business Saturday, November 30th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 60 Browns Race. This year, the event includes a community dinner and Haudenosaunee social dance from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Attendees can shop Native Made goods, connect with Indigenous artists, and engage with organizations supporting Indigenous visibility. Represented nations include Haudenosaunee Confederacy, Cherokee, Piscataway, and more. The market features artists like Dawn Doctor, Taylor Bonaparte, and organizations like Indigenous Health Coalition. The event offers ASL interpretation, live streaming, and door prizes. Join the celebration to uplift Indigenous voices in the Rochester, NY area and beyond. Brera Holdings, NASDAQ, BRA, looks to elevate Mozambique's football landscape. Brera Holdings, a global holding company with a focus on men's and women's sports clubs, is dedicated to enhancing Mozambique's football landscape. Recognizing the country's low ranking on the Human Development Index, Brera sees vast potential for talent development. Since entering the market in March 2023, Brera Chumani FC has made significant strides, earning promotion to the top-tier national league. The company's management discussed these achievements at SoccerX Miami 2024, emphasizing their commitment to African football development. How the intersection of public health and politics can shift the societal landscape. The intersection of public health and politics can shift the societal landscape, as evidenced by the rise in populist movements globally. a report by Goldman Sachs highlighted democratic backsliding in over 80 nations, with populist parties gaining traction. Research shows a link between declining public health and support for radical political views, citing examples like Mussolini exploiting the 1918 influenza pandemic for political gain. The COVID-19 pandemic has similarly boosted populist sentiment in regions with worsening public health. As the global economy faces uncertainty, events like the Crossroads Summit aim to help investors navigate chaos and innovate for the future. Thought leaders will discuss topics like AI advancement, economic uncertainty, and armed conflict, offering insights into potential solutions for societal advancement. 340B Well presents the latest research for optimizing STD clinics at global HIV and AIDS conferences. 340B Well, a leader in 340B consulting and solutions, presented cutting-edge research at the HIV-4 Prevention Conference in Lima, Peru, and the Fast Track City Conference in Paris, France. Their team showcased findings on PrEP retention, appointment scheduling dynamics, and predictive models for client attendance. Managing partner Mark Irwin also introduced a telehealth model for PrEP service delivery using in-house testing kits. These evidence-based strategies aim to optimize STD clinics' resources and improve patient outcomes. 340B Well is dedicated to advancing healthcare for underserved populations through data-driven solutions. For more information, visit their website at 340bwell.com. AI and quantum computing take center stage during first day of Knowledge Summit 2024. The first day of the Knowledge Summit 2024, organized by the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Knowledge Foundation and the United Nations Development Program, focused on AI and quantum computing. Sessions discussed AI's impact on industries like education and the economy. Sophia, the humanoid robot, highlighted AI's ability to enhance human capabilities. Coursera's role in providing necessary skills for the future was also emphasized. Experts at the summit explored quantum computing's potential in revolutionizing industries. Cybersecurity and ethical implications of AI were also discussed, aiming to create a better future through innovation and collaboration. Gyeonggi Province cancels Shincheonji Church event, sparking mass controversy and protests of over 25,000. Gyeonggi Province recently canceled the Religious Leaders Forum and completion ceremony organized by Shincheonji Church, citing security concerns. The church officials have disputed the decision, calling it unconstitutional and discriminatory. The cancellation notice came just one day before the event was scheduled to take place, sparking protests of over 25,000 people. Shincheonji Church has organized peaceful rallies and meetings with provincial officials, demanding an official apology and accountability for the cancellation. The controversy has raised concerns about religious freedom and potential discrimination, with protesters arguing that the government's actions infringe upon their constitutional rights. The church plans to continue protests until their demands are met.
Dubai hosts third UNESCO World OER Congress. The third UNESCO World Open Educational Resources Congress, hosted in Dubai, brings together global leaders to explore open solutions and AI for inclusive access to knowledge. Themed digital public goods, the event features high-level panels and expert discussions on advancing equitable education through OER and emerging technologies. Over 500 participants, including ministers and academics, are attending. Sessions cover topics like gender parity, AI's role in education, and sustainable business models for OER. The Congress aims to establish guidelines for openly licensed content and will conclude with the Dubai Declaration for Action on OER. Countries like Cuba, Madagascar, Malaysia, and Morocco are highlighted for their exceptional progress in implementing UNESCO's OER recommendations, showcasing diverse approaches to equitable knowledge access.
The Three International Congress on Journalism and Communication, The Way of the Holy Grail, held in Massa Magrell, Valencia. The Three International Congress on Journalism and Communication, The Way of the Holy Grail, took place in Massa Magrell, Valencia, bringing together experts to explore the historical, cultural, and social significance of the Holy Grail's journey through Spain, France, and Italy. The event began with a solemn minute silence in honor of the recent tragedy in Valencia, followed by discussions on the Mediterranean connection of the Holy Grail route. Presentations highlighted the importance of preserving cultural heritage and fostering international cooperation. The Congress also focused on sustainable tourism and digital innovation, emphasizing the role of media in shaping perceptions and appreciation for shared cultural heritage. Key figures reflected on the importance of preserving the Holy Grail route as a symbol of shared European heritage, inspiring attendees with a musical performance of the Way of the Holy Grail. Future initiatives include consolidating a network of regenerative intelligent routes and activating a joint technical office to enhance metrics of impact for municipalities along the routes. America's leading farm futurist, Jack Aldrich, wraps up 2024. America's leading agricultural futurist, Jack Aldrich, concludes a transformative year with keynotes in Montana and Indiana. Aldrich will deliver presentations on technology and farming at AgWest's annual convention in November and the Indiana Farm Bureau's annual conference in December. Drawing from his book, A Smarter Farm, Aldrich discusses AI, robotics, and data analytics reshaping agriculture. Throughout 2024, he has spoken at over 40 agricultural organizations, helping farming communities adapt to technological change. The Montana and Indiana events will highlight advances in soil sensors, drone technology, weather prediction systems, and sustainable farming practices, offering practical insights for attendees.
Expert toy picks for the 2024 holiday season. The holidays are here, and parents are prioritizing toys despite budget constraints. The Toy Association's research shows that 69% of parents plan to cut costs elsewhere to ensure their kids have the top toys. Toy trends specialist Jennifer Lynch recently shared top toy picks for the 2024 holiday season. Highlights include the Spidey and His Amazing Friends Mega Jump HQ track set by Jazzwares, Transformers One Power Flip Optimus Prime by Hasbro, Lego Gravity Drop by Klutz, Booksy Dome Figures by PMI Kids, and the Play-Doh Pizza Delivery Scooter Playset by Hasbro. These toys offer hours of imaginative play, STEM learning, and interactive fun. For more information, visit thegeniusofplay.org. Crossroads Summit 2024, just a few days away, a peek into final day discussions offering insight into innovations shaping the future. The Crossroads Summit 2024, sponsored by TradeStation Group, is set to bring together thought leaders and industry experts in Miami, FL. Day one will feature discussions on preparing for disruption by authors like Peter Zeihan. Day two will focus on innovation in AI, robotics, quantum computing, and biotech, with keynote speaker Jamie Metzl discussing the future of genetics and technology. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez will highlight the city's transformation into a tech hub. Experts will discuss the potential of quantum computing and the impact of intelligent machines on industries like healthcare and manufacturing. The event will also cover emerging investment opportunities in generative AI and the rise of cryptocurrencies. Don't miss this chance to stay ahead of the curve in the rapidly evolving market. High Roller, OLR, debuts on NYSE amid double-digit quarterly revenue growth. High Roller Technologies, Inc., or OLR, recently debuted on the New York Stock Exchange, raising $10 million in gross proceeds through the sale of 1.25 million shares. The company, targeting high rollers in the online gaming market, offers premium gaming experiences on platforms like highroller.com and fruta.com. With a focus on user retention and satisfaction, High Roller reported a 30% quarter-over-quarter revenue increase in the third quarter of 2024. The company's IPO proceeds will be used to acquire new users, expand into new markets, launch new brands, and invest in technology. High Roller's innovative approach to player engagement has earned it the Best Player Retention 2024 award, highlighting its commitment to building a loyal player community. New advisory board announced for HR.com's Future of Talent Acquisition 2025 study and event. HR.com's HR Research Institute has announced a new talent acquisition advisory board to collaborate on industry best practices and thought leadership. The board, working with HRRI, will focus on areas such as sourcing, recruitment strategies, DEIB, and compliance. They will recommend presenters and topics for the Future of Talent Acquisition 2025 event, ensuring it is top-notch for HR professionals. Research findings will be published in a detailed report and a two-page infographic. The advisory board includes industry leaders from companies like Southern Rock Restaurants, Walgreens, and Cisco. CEO Debbie McGrath is excited about the expertise they bring to tackle today's hiring challenges. HR.com offers free research reports and infographics to help HR professionals stay informed and make strategic decisions. Precision Roller celebrates 50 years of excellence in office machine parts and supplies. Precision Roller is celebrating its 50th anniversary, marking 5 decades of innovation and service in the office machine parts and supplies industry. From its beginnings in 1974, the company has grown into a leading supplier of OEM and aftermarket parts, supporting businesses worldwide. Over the years, Precision Roller has adapted to industry changes, developing cutting-edge products like polyester foam rollers and silicone fuser rollers. Despite challenges, the company transitioned to focus on providing a comprehensive range of parts and supplies. CEO and founder Brian Kuhlman expressed commitment to excellence and meeting customer needs. Precision Roller invites partners, customers, and the community to join in celebrating this milestone and looks forward to continuing its legacy of quality and service.
South Korea's largest food expo, 2024 Ministry of Agriculture and Food X COEX Food Week, COEX Food Week 2024, opens on the 20th. The 2024 Ministry of Agriculture and Food X COEX Food Week, hosted by COEX, opens on the 20th in Seoul, Korea. This year marks the 19th anniversary of the event, featuring 1,846 booths from 1,054 companies across 31 countries. The exhibition showcases the latest trends in Korean and international food industries. The theme, Inspire Food Life, highlights sustainable food culture and innovative food tech. Different sections like Korean and International Comprehensive Foods, Fancy Food, Horeca and Kitchen, and K-Food Tech offer a comprehensive view of the industry. Special halls include a vegan food special hall, winter beer lounge, liquor lounge, and local food market. The event aims to provide fresh inspiration and explore the possibilities of the new food industry. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.